We have begun this penitential season of Lent and perhaps are starting to feel the burden and the weight of our self-imposed penances. We may be asking ourselves if we have the strength and discipline to make it to Easter. Today's gospel gives us a preview of the resurrected Lord in his glory, and thus the motivation we need to continue with our Lenten penances. The season of Lent is a time for us to contemplate and focus on the Paschal mystery. When we talk about the Paschal mystery, we're referring to God's plan of salvation, which was ultimately fulfilled by our Lord in his passion, his death, and his glorious resurrection. Holy Mother Church, in her wisdom, has set aside this penitential season of Lent for our benefit. It is a time for us to make an honest assessment of our spiritual lives and our relationship with him and also with one another. Love of God and love of neighbor. There is no other commandment greater than these, our Lord assures us. Hence, we are compelled to strive to observe these two commandments as best we can every day of our lives. We should be advancing in the life of virtue throughout the year, but we all know too well that we often fall short when it comes to living virtuously. We all easily get distracted by the world, and our priorities change. So the Church, in her mission to sanctify the souls entrusted to her care, gives us a season of grace to help us focus again on what is important in our faith, on that central mystery of our faith, the Paschal mystery, and also on our relationship with God and with one another. At the heart of the season of Lent are the three pillars of Lent: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Three ways to help us to reorient our lives and make progress in this spiritual life during this season of Lent. What is prayer? St. Thérèse of Lisieux said, "For me, prayer is a surge of the heart. It is a simple look turned toward heaven. It is a cry of recognition and love, embracing both trial and joy." Prayer is our conversation with God. It is through prayer that we deliver a closer, more intimate relationship with God. Prayer is central to the spiritual life, to the life of virtue. A Christian life is not sustainable without it. Growth in the Christian life simply is impossible without prayer. Growing in character and virtue, learning to hear the voice of God in our lives, and walking where God calls us all require the discipline of prayer. If we want to grow in intimacy with God, we need to spend time with him, time conversing with God, with our Creator, with our Redeemer. What is fasting? Fasting is one of the most ancient actions linked to the season of Lent. Fasting goes very well with prayer, because when we fast, we deny our human appetites, both literally and figuratively, and can focus more intensely on our prayer life. The pangs of hunger remind us of our hunger for God, and prayer and fasting together bring us together and focus on what is Lent about, the central aspect of Lent, which is a deeper conversion of the heart, our turning back to God. We all know that going without food for several hours, we all quickly realize our own weakness, fragility, and dependence. This knowledge of self strips away all arrogance and fosters a loving acknowledgement of our utter dependence on God. For those who cannot physically fast, I would encourage you all to take up some form of abstinence, abstaining from some form of food or beverage that you enjoy, or some shows or movies that you enjoy as well. Lastly, there is the pillar of almsgiving. Almsgiving is simply giving to those who are in need. If we open our eyes, we will discover that we are surrounded by need. Almsgiving is an expression of our gratitude for all that God has given us, and a realization that in the mystical body of Christ, it is never just about me and God. And so we are called to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We are always called to be generous, but during Lent, we are invited to share the love of God with others by being especially generous with our time, our talent, and our treasure. In today's gospel, our Lord told John, James, and Peter to not be afraid when he manifested to them his glory on Mount Tabor. We too must not be afraid to grow closer to our Lord during the season of Lent, not be afraid to die to ourselves, to die to sin. Let us ask for the grace and strength to sacrifice whatever is keeping us from intimacy with God, to be freed from whatever sins enslave us, to let go of whatever sins we keep holding on to. Lord, let your mercy be upon us as we place our trust in you.